LA District Attorney announces charges against 30 people over anti-ICE protests. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman said on June 17 that charges have been filed against 30 people in connection with recent protests in downtown Los Angeles against immigration and customs enforcement operations targeting illegal immigrants. Hochman said during a news conference that there have been hundreds of arrests in Los Angeles since the protests began, with most involving misdemeanor charges, such as curfew violations and failure to disperse. He said the latest charges were being brought against individuals who wanted to commit crimes and looked at the protest as a cover, an opportunity to go ahead and ply their illegal trade and commit a whole variety of crimes that, in many ways, has done a huge disservice to the legitimate protesters out there. The charges include assaulting police officers, using a destructive device to cause injury, and looting, Hochman said. Hochman said William Rubio, 23, is among those charged. Rubio faces two felony counts, assault on a police officer and use of a destructive device to injure or destroy, after allegedly throwing fireworks at officers during the demonstrations in Los Angeles, Hochman said. Police allegedly found 20 individual fireworks in Rubio's backpack, including 11M1000 quarter sticks, which Hochman said are basically a quarter stick of dynamite and lethal devices. He faces up to 8 years and 8 months in prison if convicted. Another person, 39-year-old Adam Palermo, was charged with 4 felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer and 1 felony count each of arson and vandalism. Margaris said Palermo is accused of throwing a rock at officers of the California Highway Patrol and participating in the arson of a CHP vehicle that was parked on a freeway. If convicted, Palermo faces up to 9 years and 8 months in state prison. 3 other cases were highlighted by Hochman's office. Terrell Tillis, 30, was charged with 1 felony count of possession of a firearm by a felon and 1 misdemeanor count of giving or receiving a large-capacity magazine. Antonio De La Rosa, 44, was charged with 1 felony count of discharge of a laser at an aircraft. Eddie Lee Baldwin, 39, was charged with 1 felony count of second-degree commercial burglary after allegedly forcing his way into an Apple store in Los Angeles and looting items, Hochman's office said. It is not clear whether any of the individuals charged have legal representation. The Epoch Times contacted Hochman's office for further comment, but did not receive a response by publication time. The district attorney's office noted in the statement that the charges filed in these cases are allegations. The defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in a court of law, the office stated. Hochman said legitimate protesters had helped his office identify the criminals, and that more than 45 law enforcement agencies throughout the country have helped to maintain order throughout Los Angeles as the protests continue. He added that 99% of the individuals who protested against ICE operations did so legitimately and peacefully. While we will always defend the right to peacefully protest, we will not disregard criminal behavior that puts the lives of officers and others at risk or compromises public safety, Hochman said. There is a clear and distinct line between lawful expression and unlawful conduct. Our job as prosecutors is to ensure those who engage in violence and destruction are held accountable for their actions.